Hey, how about it, race fans? Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com, InsideCircleTrack.com, coming at you with another one of Rich's Ramblings. I'm going to try to do one of these pretty much every time that I attend a race or maybe on my way to the race or whatever it might be, to give three takeaways or some three thoughts that I have about what I've just seen or what I think I'm about to see. So I appreciate you taking the time to listen, and also appreciate you taking the time to check out InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com for all the racing news that you need. I'm talking about the Extreme Dirt Car Winter Series race that I went to this past Saturday at Volunteer Speedway in Bull's Gap. And several things coming out of that that I'd like to talk about. First of all, I had a great time there. It was a beautiful day. If you weren't able to make it out, it was a perfect day for racing for a December anyway. Temperatures were nice and clear blue sky, so it was a good situation to be in. But the first thing, I mean, how can you not talk about Chris Madden? My goodness. This guy is just absolutely on fire, winning just race after race since joining up with Scott Blomquist Racing and getting in those sweet Blomquist race cars, winning crown jewels, winning National Touring Series races, Regional Touring Series races. Doesn't seem to be anything slowing this guy down. So I'm anxious to see what lies in store for him. In an interview that's posted on InsideDirtRacing.com, Chris indicated that there's an announcement probably going to be coming soon about his future plans, and he's indicated that those plans will be with Scott Blomquist Racing going forward. So I'm anxious to see how that plays out. But man, you know, that his car is just so dominant. He qualified 0.3 faster than everybody else, and really the redraw that the Extreme Dirt Car Series uses really made this race interesting, because top two from each of the three heat races went to the redraw, and Chris drew a six, which put him as the last car among those that were in the redraw, and he was able in just the 40 laps to make his way up through the field and collect that $5,000 there to win. So a great showing by Chris Madden in that case, and it just looks like there's no stopping this guy. So we'll see if that continues on into 2020, if he's able to keep this package that he's got together going forward. Another thing I want to talk about was just the Extreme Dirt Car Winter Series. This is a really neat idea. Of course, around in this area, Ray Cook and his Southern Nationals family of races have the other three seasons of the year kind of taken care of with their Spring Nationals, their Southern Nationals, which are in the summer, and then their Fall Nationals. So they've got most of the year covered, but now the Extreme Dirt Car Series has stepped in and taken on six races for the wintertime. And it's a really interesting idea. Of course, you're always gambling with the weather in the winter, but, you know, for that matter, you're always gambling with the weather in the summer, because thunderstorms and whatnot can pop up at any time. So I really would like to see this thing succeed so that we'll have racing all year round. They had a great field. They had 23 cars entered in a race in December. So that was, I believe, a really solid car count. There's some really good racers there. Besides Madden, you had Brandon Overton, Chris Ferguson, Donald McIntosh. There are a number of guys that could be contenders to win anywhere they go. So it was a nice field, and I'm happy to see things going well. Had a really great crowd there. The pits were absolutely full with not only spectators, but a lot of racers in all the divisions that were racing. It had a really nice grandstand crowd as well. So people are in the market for racing no matter what time of the year it is. And it was, like I said, a fun contest with Madden coming from sixth to go ahead and get the win. And then another thing, besides being a wintertime race, another topic, kind of the third topic I was wanting to talk about is day racing. A lot of people are quick to just discount day racing and say that it can't be any good. I'm telling you, if you're one of those folks who just immediately says that a day race can't be a good race, you really cheated yourself on Saturday, because it was an entertaining day in all the classes, but particularly with the super late models with the Extreme Series. So hopefully that's something else that can be looked at going into the future, that there can occasionally be good racing in the daytime when it'd be too cold to be doing it in, at night. So anyway, I appreciate you taking the time to give me a listen here. And like I said, I'm going to try to do these on a regular basis. But this is Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com wishing you a good rest of your day.